Hello, family of grace. Welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan. Wonder chapter 18. Today's wonder chapter is Job chapter 11. And as you just started with a word of prayer, Almighty King of Kings, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for the gift of provision. I want to thank you for always being there for us, Father, where we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, and what we have done and what we have failed to do. Father, may you keep on protecting us. Father, may you give us the hope and strength to move on, Father. All those who are sick, all those in pain, all those who are in distress, Father, all those who are lacking, we put them into your hands. That, Father, you who has everything, you who created the world, who created the heavens and the earth, will listen to their cry and bless them. Father, give them hope that tomorrow will be a better day. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And without wasting time, let's go straight to today's wonder chapter. Zoppoah. Then Zoppoah the Naamathite replied, "Are all these words to go unanswered? Is this talker to be vindicated? Will you talk idle, reduce others to silence? Will no one rebuke you when you mock? You say to God, 'My beliefs are flawless, and I am pure in your sight.' Oh, how I wish that God would speak, that he would open his lips against you and disclose to you the secrets of wisdom. For the true wisdom has sides. Know this, God has even forgotten some of your sin. Can you fathom the mysteries of God? Can you probe the limits of the Almighty? They are higher than the heavens above. What can you do? They are deeper than the depth below. What do you know? The measure is longer than the earth and wider than the sea. If he comes along and confines you in prison and convenes a court, who can oppose him? Surely he recognizes deceivers, and when he sees evil, does he not take note? But the witness cannot more become wise than a wild donkey's colt can be born human. Yet if you devote your heart to him and stretch out your hands to him, if you put away your sin that is in your hand and allow no evil to dwell in your heart, then free of your fault, you will lift up your face and stand firm and without fear. You will surely forget your trouble, recalling it as though it was what has gone by. Life will be brighter than noonday, and darkness will become like morning. You will be secure because there is hope. You will look about you and take the rest in safety. You will lie down with no one to make you afraid, and you will become, and many will court your favor. But the eyes of the wicked will fail, and escape will elude them. Their hope will be a dying gasp." And that is our wonder chapter for today. That's the message I had for you today. Let's go straight to this wonder chapter. The first one is from verse 5. "Oh, how I wish the Lord would speak, that he would open his lips against you. 6. And disclose to you the secrets of wisdom, for true wisdom has sides. Know this, God has even forgotten some of your sins." Amen. Every time I read these two verses, 5 and 6, it just makes me think of something. He was asking for if only God could talk. Amen. If only God could talk. And just made me realize that sometimes God is actually talking to us, but either because we are too busy, either because we are focusing on ourselves, because we have distanced ourselves from him, that we can't even hear his voice. Amen. And we start asking, but why isn't God talking? Why can't I hear him? Sometimes we're in a very noisy place. It may not necessarily be physically noisy, but spiritually you can be in a noisy place. Amen. You want to hear the Lord, but you never have time for him. You never have time for the word. You never have time to pray. You never have time for fellowship. How then do you want the Lord to speak to you? So many times the Lord is speaking to us, but because we are so busy, busy in quotes, by the way, that we forget about the Lord. And then when we have a problem, that's when we are running. And I'm not saying it's bad to run to the Lord when you have problems, but have you set time aside and you be like, you know what, this time is for me and my Lord. This time is for me and worshiping my Lord. Or you're ever too busy for him. I want to remind us, brothers and sisters, the Lord is still speaking to us through the Bible, through fellowship, through, I don't know. But not until we free some time for the Lord, not until we set up some time. And when we set up time, we don't mean just say, I'm going to give 10 minutes to the Lord, and after every 2 minutes, you're checking your phone. No. Give the Lord concrete time. Give the Lord concrete time. And trust me, you will hear something, you will learn something that you didn't know. Why? Because he is always talking, he's always communicating, he's always telling me and you something, but we always do not want to listen. We do not want to listen. When you continue to verse 11, surely he recognizes deceivers, and when he sees evil, does he not take note? Mark, does he not take note? Meaning he takes note of everything that we do. What does that mean? That one day we shall be held accountable. Whether you like it or not, one day you'll be held accountable for what you are doing. Period. So in whatever that you are doing, remember that you will be held accountable. And when you read through 13 to 16, yet if you devote your heart to him and stretch out your hands to him, if you put away the sin that is in your hand and allow no evil to dwell in your tent, then free of your fault, you will lift up your face and you will stand firm and without fear. You will surely forget your trouble, recalling it as what has gone by. Life will be brighter than noonday and darkness will become more like morning. You will be secure because there is hope. You will look about you and take your rest. You will lie down and no one will make you afraid, and many will cohort favor. Amen. That's from verse 13 to 19. It's telling us that if we surrender to the Lord, if we give him our time, if we dwell in him, if we stand free of fault, if we leave evil from our tent, then we shall be rest assured. We shall have peace. But not until we distance ourselves from our evil practices that the Lord hates. By the way, the Lord does not hate the sinner. He hates the sins that they commit. So not until we distance ourselves from such, then we shall never find rest. And lastly, verse 20. But the eyes of the wicked will fail, and escape will elude them. Their hope will be a dying gasp. Amen. That if we continue to associate ourselves with sin, that if we keep sin within our vicinity, that if we be attached to sin, my brother, my sister, we are not going to be happy. Amen? We are not going to be happy. Trust me, trust you. It says that good things will elude us. If you find your good things eluding you, check on me. Check on your surrounding. Check on your life. Sometimes it's because of these evil practices that are stopping God's blessing from within our lives. And that's what I had for you today. Get some time, read Job chapter 11. What do you understand? What do you get? Feel free to write to us, dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com, or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter, dailygracewithalan. We'd love to hear from you. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty Lamb, God, I thank you for this wonderful day. I thank you for this wonderful message that you have granted us, Father. I want to thank you for always blessing us, Father. All the times that we have gone wrong, all the times that we have gone astray, we pray that may you forgive us, Father. May you always be around us. May you continue surrounding us, Father. For all the times that you have gotten so comfortable within our sin, Father, may you please help us detach some of the things, Father. We have gotten so attached to them, so addicted to them, but we know that with prayer and with guidance of the Holy Spirit, we can't fail to come back to you. We're always believing and trusting in your mighty name, and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.